Hey girl, hey, it's Tiffany Noel here. How are you today? Thanks for dropping by my podcast. Hope all is well with you in your world. I'm doing grand over here in my world. It is a beautiful sunny Thursday, and I'm on my way to the weekend. Thanks for coming in. Today, ladies, I want to talk to you about communicating with people effectively. We all know how to talk. We all know how to articulate, but are we getting our point across? Our speech is important. The way we, our tone is also important. The way that we, let me see, the way that we move in a conversation is definitely noted. When you're speaking with someone, they're also looking at your body language, your facial expression, listening to your tone of voice, all that. Okay, so I hope you're being mindful of that when you are speaking to someone. You want to make sure you get your point across. To communicate effectively, you should be using the correct words. Okay, sometimes we use words that don't mean exactly what we are trying to say at the time. So what I did was I looked up the definition of speech. For some odd reason, I wanted to see what that said. So I found, Google is my friend. I found speech. The definition is expression or ability to express thoughts and feelings by articulate sounds, words. Also, it's a formal address or discourse delivered to an audience. Now, like giving a speech or an announcement in front of a crowd of people. Now, your tone plays a role in what you say to someone and how they receive it. Okay, so not only should we be using the correct words, like I said, you should also pay attention to your tone and your body language because they're also looking at you as they hear you if it's a face-to-face call or a conversation. Are you using the correct words to get your point across? You'll be able to tell by the person's facial expressions or their body language when you're speaking with them. If they look confused, ask what's wrong. Don't keep talking. Just stop and say, what's wrong? And then, hear them out and then start your conversation again, maybe come from another angle. And the last thing you want is for that person to get the wrong message from you. You don't want them to walk away confused, for one. Hopefully they won't. Hopefully they'll express to you that they're not understanding what it is that you're trying to say to them, and then that you'll have another chance to explain yourself. Because with that being said, now you got to talk some more explaining what you were trying to say the first time, but wasn't you already doing that? Right. So you're repeating yourself. Exactly. I don't like to repeat myself. So I make sure I take my time. When I have something to say to somebody, especially if there is some information that I'm trying to give, practice the conversation. Make sure you're using the correct words. Talk out loud. You might decide to switch it up a little bit. Switch up your verbiage. Okay, I want you to, ladies, I want you to start speaking for understanding and listening for comprehension. What does that mean? When you speak with someone, make sure that they understand what it is that you're saying to them exactly. And when you're listening to someone, make sure you understand what they're saying. You understand the point that they're trying to get to you. It goes back and forth. Okay? If not, don't walk away confused. Ask questions. So what you meant to say was, well, what I heard was, those are ways to get it started. Because most people listening to you, I'm just gonna be real. They just waiting for you to be quiet so they can speak most times. And the response has nothing to do with what you said. And you can tell that when they say something to you that they were not listening to you because when they respond back to you, it's like, what? And now possibly here comes an argument. Okay. That is pretty much how they start. A lot of people talk to be heard. They're not really paying attention to what the other person is saying to them. And this is in business. This is in family and especially with the kids. Okay. So those can be avoided by using the correct words. An example. Hello, hi, and hey. Hello is very formal. Hi is really casual. Hey is flirty, if you didn't know. Think about the people you say hey to. Who are you saying it to, first of all? You don't say it in business. Most times you don't, depending on how cool you are with that business partner or colleague. You might say hello or hi if y'all are that comfortable with that person. But for the most time in business, you're saying hello. Casual with your friends, with the kids, it's hi. How you doing? Hey, like that. But most times, hey is flirty. I know for me, it's definitely flirty on my end. It just depends on who you are. When I'm saying hey to somebody, it's normally to a guy. If I say to my girl, like, hey girl, how you doing? And if you just paid attention to my tone, that still can sound flirty. But that's my homegirl. I'm not flirting with her. She know how I get down. You know what I'm saying? But when a man, it's like, hey, you see what I'm saying? This is way different than hello, how you doing? Okay. So I want you to be mindful of your words that you're using going forward in all aspects of your life. Like I said, business, family, and friends. Okay. Pay attention to how you speak when you're talking to your kids or your partner. Versus how you speak to people you are not as close to, maybe business contacts or people you see in passing day to day. Say you go to the same Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks every day. And you see the same people working in there. You'll speak to them hi on a friendly level after some point of going in there just about every day to get your coffee. That's different. Pay attention to the words you use when speaking to people in those groups. Your tone is different with each group. You use certain words with each group. Naturally, because we subconsciously place people where we want them in our life or where they belong. The groups I'm talking about is business, family, and friends, and strangers. Strangers will be the people that work in places you frequent. You may know their first name, but that's it. You don't know anything about them. So yes, that's a stranger. That's just someone you see every day that services you, gets you coffee, makes your food, or whatever. Okay? Over time, you may build a rapport with them people, depending on how long you're going into this place, the business, for a service. And that's normal. Again, speak for comprehension, listen for understanding. I can't stress that enough. It is so many arguments that can be avoided if we would take the time and listen when we're not speaking instead of waiting for our turn to speak again. I've been guilty of it, but I'm a big communicator, so I can pretty much tell where someone is going with their point mid-sentence. So I'm already ready to respond, but I'm still listening to them. Okay. I'm still listening to them. I'm still going to respond to what they say, as well as give my feedback to what they said. Okay? When you're talking to the kids, check your tone. It should always be loving, even when you're upset. And I understand, they push buttons. They show know how to trigger us. If you got to walk away, just walk away. Let them know you're upset. You know what? We're going to talk about this in a minute. And then walk away, get yourself together, do your couple of woosahs, and then come back in. And you know I don't play that. Why would you do that? In that way, you can talk to them, not at them. And you can let them see where they went wrong at, even though we know they know. We still want to remind them, hey, I don't get down like this. I don't go for this. You know not to do this. You know I wouldn't like this. And then ask them, why did you do it? My big thing with my kids is if you can't explain why you're doing it, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. That period. You can't explain why you're doing it, then don't do it. Because if you can't explain it, then you don't have a reason to do it. You're just doing it because, I don't know, you're bored. You don't have nothing else to do. No, find something to do that's constructive. So that's one thing that I use in my home. Talking to your partner. Check your tone. Recognize your tone. How do you speak to him? Or her, whenever you're not upset, you are upset. Do you take the time and get yourself together, or you just go right in when you're upset? I suggest you take your time to get yourself together. Go cool off. Get your words together. Know what it is, the point that you want to get across, and then hopefully they respond back accordingly, and you guys can have a conversation about whatever the indifference is. That's called adulting. It's fun. It is. It's really fun. If that person loves you and you love them, you guys will be able to do that. Now, my relationships, in the past, because I'm single now, I've been single for a minute. My relationships in the past, not so hot. I mean, I don't care how I tried to come at this man, men, because it's more than one, it's not just one. I don't care how I tried to come at him with any issue I have, they immediately blew up. So that lets me know, A, you don't care about my feelings. Two, you don't care about resolving this issue. It's not a problem to you. And three, you ain't interested in smoothing this out with me. So guess what? I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna pull my energy back from it. You don't care, I don't care. That's where I was with those. I don't like to argue. If I bring something up and you blow up about it, that's men's way of shutting you down because they don't want to talk about it or they don't want to deal with it. And guess what? It works for me, honey. Yeah. Again, I don't argue. If you don't care that much about it, I sure ain't about to care about it. And guess what? We eventually fade away. Yeah, see, that's how that happens. Because you're not going to keep disregarding my feelings. Period. I don't care who you are. Because if I have the maturity to come to you and bring this issue to you, if you don't want to discuss it, you just told me right there where I stand with you. Ladies, I need you to pay attention to these things. When you're communicating with your partner, are they communicating back? Are you talking to a wall? Are they not responding at all, or are they blowing up at you? Neither answer is good. Just so you know, neither answer is good. Ignoring you is not good. Blowing up on you is really not good. It's kind of disrespectful because they yelling at you like you a child, and they're disregarding your feelings all around the clock. They don't care about your issue. They don't care how you feel about how they care about your issue. They yelling at you. I'm trying to belittle you and intimidate you, and that's just not good. That's not a loving partner, ladies. And I hope you're not in a situation with no one like that. If you are, sister, this is a self-love healing journey. I'm gonna need you to get that together. Now, would I encourage you to leave this person? No, by all means, I want you to try and work it out. Try and talk to them. But if there is abuse, my number one, just leave. Just leave. That is something I'm not compromising. No type of abuse is okay. I don't care whether it hurts physically, mentally, emotionally. It is not okay. Love does not hurt, ladies. I cannot preach that enough. Love does not hurt on any level, even when you're angry with each other. There still should be a level of respect between this man that you lay down with every day, between you and this man, and y'all have children together, between you and this man, and y'all started a business together. There should still be a level of respect, even when y'all are upset with each other. Meaning, if you got to be quiet for a day and walk away from it and not even discuss it for a day, that's fine. You're gonna talk about other stuff, but we're gonna pin this until we calm down and can talk and not scream at each other. Because that's what adults do. Adults that care about each other can do that. Okay? Now, me, my understanding self, I can talk about the problem right then and there. It's always the other party that needs to cool off. So I'll just sit and wait. Over my years, because every job I've had, I've dealt with the public via phone or face to face. So I've always had to mind my words, my behavior, my tone. Like, I've always been on top of that. So, and I mean, since the age of 18, I've been in corporate America dealing with the public either face to face or via telephone. So I consider myself a great communicator. My patience has definitely grown for speaking with other people. So that's why I wanted to talk to you ladies today about the way that we communicate with the people around us and yourself. Yourself is included because we self-talk, we self-doubt, but I told y'all we're going to stop doing that here. There's no more self-doubt. There's no more down-talk. This is a self-love healing journey. Every time we look in the mirror, we're going to find something that we love about ourselves, if not everything. And the things we don't like, we're going to work on improving. And that's that. Because we loving ourselves here every day, all day, even on days when we tired. Even on days when our spirit is just not in it. meaning just don't feel like being in this world. Just don't feel like adulting. I want to be alone. That's fine. That is fine. That is perfectly fine for you to take a day. No social media, no phone calls, no friends, no visitors, anything like that. Hell, go in your room and close the door. Don't even talk to the kids. Yeah, I've had those days. I go in my room and I just shut my door because my door is always open. I'm always in my room. But if I don't want to be bothered, I will close it, you know. So just be mindful of that. Always put you first. Always put you first. I don't care if it sounds selfish. It's needed. Always put you first. This is a self-love healing journey. So you're going to always put you first in thought, in conversation, physically. You're going to always put you first. No one outranks you but God. And I need you ladies to understand that. I'm wanting you ladies to walk in your goddess energy. You are a queen, my sister. I'm going to keep telling you that until you get it tattooed on you. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm going to let you know that you are a queen. You are my sister in spirit. I'm a goddess. And I only roll with goddesses. You understand me? We ain't bad bees. We ain't, all that. No, come on. We grown women. We are grown women. We are goddesses. We are queens. We are walking in our energy. We are attracting kings that are like-minded in business and in love. Okay? Because that's what we deserve. We're attracting what we deserve. But we have to work on us, too, in order to get what we deserve. Trust me, I've done a lot of work, ladies. And I'm still working. I know I'm not done. I know I'm not done. I know there's more growth in me. And I expect to get it. I expect to get it out. I want you to have that same motivation and dedication to yourself on your journey. Let nothing stop you from improving you. Because at the end of the day, you're doing this for yourself. You are. The people around you that's going to see your change, that's just a bonus. We are really doing this for ourselves. And yes, we do want this self-love healing energy to affect our household. Yes. Let the children know. Let your partner know what's going on. Let them know you're trying to raise the vibration in our home. Because we set the tone. We set the tone in the household, whether there's a man present or not. We set the tone of the household. That is our arena. If we're up top and okay, 10 times out of 10, the rest of the house is too. Maybe one person might have an issue on a bad day, and that's normal, you know. But for the most part, we're all going to be vibrating on the same frequency, okay? If your king is not in the home, your child's father is not in the home with you, that's fine. You can still let them know what you're doing, because when the kids go over there, guess what? They're still going to need that love. Let him know what you do. Let him know you're meditating and doing yoga. You never know. He might do that with the kids. Yeah. Men are into this stuff, ladies. They really are. Talk to them about it. Ask them, do they meditate? Have they ever thought about it? Do they do yoga? Have they ever thought about it? Especially if they work out. If they're already into working out, ask them about meditation and yoga. Let them know it's therapeutic. Okay? It's nothing feminine about it. It's very therapeutic. Full body massages is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. If your man works out a lot, encourage him to get those. And do them for him. Give him a full body massage. Y'all give each other full body massages. That's one way of bonding. Do yoga together. Meditate together. That's one way of bonding. What I want us to do, ladies, again, raising a vibration in our homes. Each one teach one. Once you get your family on the same page and you see, notice the energy in the house is different. Everybody's always in a good mood, happy, always laughing, having a good time. Let your girlfriend know what's up. Let her get the vibration of her home up. Let her raise her frequency. And let her tell somebody else. My goal is to get our nation up on top where we belong, my sister. All right? We are too divided, way too divided. And this needs to stop. It needs to stop somewhere. Yes, I'm going to always come to you first because I am one of you. We are one and the same. I don't think I'm no better than anybody. I just know what I did to get here, and I don't mind sharing. I want you here on this level. It's beautiful up here, sis. I don't argue with nobody. I don't have a care in the world. None of that. Me and my kids good. You know what I'm saying? So, oh my goodness, girl. Yeah, I'm on my lunch break. They just gave me a promotion and a raise. Whoop, whoop. But I'm just rocking them with it because I can get this adherence to stay on top. I already clocked out lunch late because I was working. I worked through about half of my lunch break. Hold on, let me check my time and see where I'm at. 15 minutes late. Girl, let me clock back in. So listen, ladies. Please check your tone when you're speaking with people. Be mindful of the words that you say. I'm clocking in, y'all, because I can't. Be mindful of the words that you say when you're speaking with your family, your partner. And I know you're mindful of the words that you use in business, but also you can tune that up. You want to be professional at all times, okay? Especially with your doing email communication. Make sure you're using proper grammar, punctuation marks, and things of that nature. Girlfriend, you know I love you. That's why I'm doing this. If no one else has told you this week, this month, this year, know that your girl, Tiffany Noel, is loving you, rooting for you from afar, okay? You can always reach out to me. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. On Facebook, I'm a Lady Noel. On Instagram, I'm a Lady Noel 75, and I'm also Empress Noel Day. You can reach out to me if you want to talk one-on-one. I am here for that. I'm trying to get something together where I can get some one-on-ones going, and where you guys can, you know, we can do Q&As. It's coming. There's a lot of things I got coming down the pipe for the podcast. And eventually, I will start doing video, lady, so you can see me. So no worries about that. I do appreciate your support, sis. I do. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're still with me. We're going to talk about a lot of things because this is a self-love healing journey. And there's no ending to this as far as I'm concerned. Because you can never elevate enough. And when I tell you it's beautiful up here, girl, I can't stress it enough. But listen, let me go before I get a call. I want you to enjoy your Thursday. The weekend is right around the corner. Make some plans. Do something fun. Okay? Do something fun. You know, enjoy life. Ladies, we got enough on our shoulders. Let's just shake it off for a day and have a good time. Have a wonderful weekend, sis. Until we speak again, be well.